Most Likely To, part of the Killer Romance series, written by Sane and read by Eos Rose. Jen, I'd like you to meet... Oh my god, Jensen? Jensen Ackles? Jensen feels his eyes widen just a fraction as he glances back and forth between Jared and a face he hasn't seen in about 15 years. Yeah, it's me. Hey, Scott. You two know each other? Jared asks. He's got one eyebrow quirked and a pleasant enough expression on his face. But Jensen's been reading Jared for years, and there's a hint of concern there as well. We went to high school together back in Texas, Scott says. He's got a wide grin on his face, showing off ridiculously white and unnaturally even teeth. And even now, all these years later, we're at the same function in L.A. That's crazy, right? Yep, Jensen says. He snags a flute of champagne from a passing waiter. Crazy. Jared's looking like he can't decide if this is Christmas or somebody's funeral. High school, huh? His eyes dart back and forth between Jensen and Scott. Jensen can practically see the questions trying to bubble out of him. Oh, yeah, Scott says. We lost touch afterwards, but I guess that's what happens, right? Jensen wants to say that they were never really friends to begin with, but he keeps his mouth shut and plasters on one of his most pleasant faux smiles. Right. We should get together for lunch one day and talk shop, Scott says. I mean, I assume that's why Jared was bringing me over here to meet you. What do you do in his organization? The public face of Jared's company is all above board and acts as a nice little smokescreen hiding the myriad of illegal activities that actually fund it. Jensen doesn't know what Scott's involvement is or how much of the truth may need to be tweaked. Jared puts a possessive arm around Jensen's shoulders. He's my boyfriend, he says, proud as ever. Jensen had long ago trained himself to not roll his eyes. A strange look passes over Scott's face. Boyfriend? I see. So what is it that you do? I just told you, Jared says. He's my boyfriend. The arm around Jensen's shoulders tightens ever so slightly. Jensen starts to feel the urge to hit someone. Oh, Scott says. You don't work then. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. The tone of his voice sets Jensen's teeth on edge. Jensen doesn't have to work, Jared says. It's not like Jensen didn't know what kind of a role he would be playing at tonight's party. Those who know who and what he really is, know. Those who don't, don't. And normally Jensen doesn't mind playing the part of the vain and vapid kept boy. Now, though, it grates. It grates hard. Oh, Scott says again, judgment written plain and clear on his overly tan face. That's good, I suppose. I mean, being voted best looking for the yearbook can only get you so far. And I heard that you dropped out of college, so I'm glad you managed to find something to keep you on your feet. Scott's smile is so horribly smarmy and knowing that the only thing keeping Jensen from tearing off his stupid face is the increasing pressure Jared's putting on his shoulders. I think you've misunderstood the situation, Jared says with a subtle tightness to his voice. Jensen's retired. Retired from? Scott asks. Headhunting, Jared says, straight-faced. Jensen could kiss him, and he will later. Lots. Well, Jared says, I say retired, but he still does the occasional job for me, though. There's no one I trust more to handle a delicate situation. In fact, maybe you'll get to see how he works someday. I think I'll really enjoy that, Scott says with a wink. Jensen feels his lips curl up into a real smile. his first one of this conversation. "Not as much as I will."